Simon Shin Tzadik Ches. We're up to Simon Shin Tzadik Ches, page 530, Sif Yud. Okay, let's just go through Sif Yud again. We only started it. So we're talking about the gypsies. Well, the tent dwellers. Yoshe Tzifim, people who live in huts or tents. We're four lines from the bottom. Tanu Shoshim Berlim, they sit in tents. Shoshim Hutzin Varova, they're made out of bamboo sticks. Heloim Dinir, they're not considered a city. Lefichot, therefore, and Moedim Loyam Amo, they're not considered part of the city, and therefore we don't include any 2,000 Amos. Elo Paim Amo, Almi Pesach Patem, but we start counting from their houses. Veim Eloim, Kimin Hekev, Bechitza Asor, Echorit Asor, Sovibotem. Do you know, I wasn't hungry a few years ago, I may have mentioned it. And I remember clearly, I went to the Beis Olam, Beis Olam Mishkalts, Beis Olam, and on the way there, it was quite unbelievable. I never knew that actually exists to this day. This was, you know, last year or 2 years ago. It was literally on the road up to this Beis Olam. It was an industrial city as it is. And the outskirts of the industrial, poor city, the poverty level was quite scary there. And in that city, in the outskirts of that city, you can imagine this is poverty in its pure sense. It was very, very literally gypsies. It was quite incredible to see how they literally lived in places that you could only like look at it and say, whoa. It was just outside of Beis Olam, so it's, as it is, not a great place to live. So outside the cemetery, like, you could literally see, and they were living in those places, which is, it's mind-boggling. They were basically like tents. Question is, would that be included in the 2,000 Amos or not? So what would you say? What would you say? Is that included or not? If somebody wants to walk to the Beis Olam on Shabbos, which you're not really allowed to, but would that be included in 2,000 Amos or not? Oh, that's it! Says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what all you are saying. That has nothing to do with that's what we learned yesterday. Nothing to do really how it's made. It's about, is it a permanent dwelling or a non-permanent dwelling? Are they permanent or not for those people? It is, exactly. So therefore, it's a permanent residence, and therefore, you start the 2,000 numbers after that, it's a part of the city. However, if somebody would live in a tent on a temporary basis, then that wouldn't be counted, 2,000 numbers, not part of the year. If there's two courtyards of two houses, Kvim Shel Even, established houses made out of stones, Hoshel and Sorim. So you've got two proper solid houses. Elu Oisim is Kulam Keva. They will make the entire area into an established residence. Vieshlem Din Ir, that's considered a city, Rabbi Noisa. And you will be included in the ribua here, in the tchum of the city. For nois nalapayim amon, you give it 2,000 amas lechol ruach into every direction. After that, kishah yoros like any other city. So Rabbi Yisai, the point is, permanent residence, that's part of the city. You start 2,000 amas. After that, if it is a non-permanent tents, temporary dwellings, then it doesn't make a difference what it's made out of. Then it's not part of 2,000 Amos. You start the 2,000 Amos before that.
Relocates.
I think that the person relocates. What do you think? I think it's going to be part of the city. Because it's a permanent residence. If somebody's got what would you say? If somebody's got two houses, a holiday estate in the south of France, and he's there for 10 months of the year. Yeah? Halavai of Aliyin, as we say in. So imagine if you've got a south of France villa with a swimming pool, of course, and the one the estate over here, it doesn't have a swimming pool. And you end up staying there quite a few months a year. So would you say that the one only 2 months a year, is that not considered a city? Of course it is. It just happens to be that you have two houses. So I think that somebody relocates three times, the same would apply there. It's all about, if it's not it's intrinsically not considered a permanent estate. You see, I think according to the Mishnah Berurah that we just discussed, it was permanent, yeah. Okay, if there's a city that was surrounded, they built the wall around the city. And after people settled in there, so the wall was established, and after people settled in, then you will count from where the houses of people are living. So you will not count the wall. You will only count for people actually living. But if people settled in and afterwards, subsequently they built the wall around it, you'll count the wall as well. So what's the difference? Again, if you build the wall first and afterwards people settled in, then you will count from the houses. And from there you start with 2,000 amas. However, if people built houses and settled in there, and only subsequently they built the wall, you will count the 2,000 amas from the wall. Why? As opposed to when people built the wall first, then what? Then you only start from the houses.
Yeah.
Why?
No permanent residence.
Ah. You see that it was made... Okay, what do you say?
I don't know. Say that again. I didn't follow.
If you had the wall first, and then people build houses...
Right. Or if you have built houses first...
And then after the wall around it.
I'd say if the wall's built afterwards, you do it from the wall.
Correct, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
And if you build houses, the wall first, and then the houses, you start from the houses.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay, Simon Shin Sadi Tes. Now we're learning an interesting concept. I always meant to make an important introduction over here. And the introduction is as follows. We want to count. We want to count 2,000 amas. Yeah. Okay. We want to count the 2,000 amas. Now, nowadays, how would we do that? We know the edge of the city now. We want to count 2,000 amas. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. How would you count 2,000 amas? And nowadays, 2020.
Satellite?
GPS? Google Maps? What else? Oh, I agree. What are those called? Laser beam. Yeah, I would do that. I would certainly use that as well. You know the estate agents? They come with these... it's brilliant. You've seen it? They measure, and then it's exactly 17.2 inch. You know what I mean? They're brilliant. What are they called? Do you know what I mean?
Surveyors.
Yeah.
Tape measure.
Yeah.
It's a tape measure.
Okay. So I would use that kind of thing. Do you use any of that? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a laser measure. So I would use that. Okay. So you can't do it in one go. Okay. So I'd do it a few times. Okay. So whatever. I'd figure something out. Yeah. Or I'd figure something out. But perhaps I'd go through satellite, that kind of thing. Okay, now we're learning something like this. We're learning now a concept that when it comes to Medida, when it comes to measuring the 2,000 amas, it will not be that way that we just discussed now. There's a Chachamim established a way you've got to measure the 2,000 amas. Chachamim said you've got, and that's part of the rule. You have to measure it that way. In other words, that... if you do it in that way, what you're going to see is using a string, and a very particular string, you've got to use that string, and you've got to do it in that way. And that's the way you're going to work out what 2,000 amas is. If you're going to measure now with a Google Maps, with accuracy 1 in 7.5 million millimeters discrepancy from reality, you know, absolutely, and you measure with that string, and you're going to find out that you are 2 inch off with the string, are you going to go with it? Satellite, or you're going to go with the string? We're learning now Chiddush. We're learning that we're measuring with a string, even if the scientific data is going to show that you're 2 inch off, or 5 inch off. We're going to see that sometimes that's going to be the case. It's not going to be so accurate. And nevertheless, we go with that measurement that Chazal gave us. And the way we're going to measure is part of, it's important to realize that you have to measure that way. And if you don't measure that way, that's not the Tchum. The Tchum has to be worked out in this way. Fascinating.
How do they base it on the string there? Where do they get, where's their source of being on the string?
Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Na'alev will answer your question.
Okay.
Your very good question. So Rabbi says, Sif Aleph says, Hein Moedidin Tchumaiyah, you will not be able to count the Tchumaiyah, to work out the Tchumaiyah. Hela only Bechevel Shel Pishna, with a flax string. Are they thick or thin? Flax? Neither. They're not particularly thin and they're not particularly fat. We'll see soon about, more about that. Bechevel Shel Pishna, a flax string. Shel Chamishim Amas, of Chamishim Amas. Of 50 Amas. So you've got to take a string which is 50 amas long. How much is an amma? Like this. So figure out 50 amas. It's quite, that string has to be 50 amas. V'loi pochois, it mustn't be less than that. Don't do 40 amas. Because that's going to be too tight. It's not going to work out. It's going to be too, it's no good. V'loi ochios, it can't even be a longer string than 50 amas. It must be precisely 50 amas. Why is more than 50 amas no good? Because if it's too long, it's not going to get tight enough. Have you ever tried, what's that game called? Tug of war. And then if it's, the string is too heavy, you can't actually, it sags a bit. If it's too heavy, it sags. So you have to have it very, very, exactly 50 amas, otherwise it gets too heavy. 50 amas, loy pochos, velo yoisa. Sieve base, imyesh na alef onav. What do you do if there's a river in between? So Rabbi Yisai, to answer your question, Mishnah Bosef Kotna Aleph, Shel Pishton, made out of flax, Vaf. And although, what's better, metal bar, what would you say is more precise? Metal or a string? What's more precise? If we've got a 50 amas metal aluminium, it's quite light, no? 50 amas metal bar, or whatever, stick. Or you've got a string. What's more precise?
Metal.
Metal is definitely more precise because it's not... So metal is much better. Nevertheless, V'af, says the Mishabu, asked the question, why not use metal? You mustn't use metal. You must use a string. V'af, te'ein l'cho mido yofe l'mido mishal shoy shel basil, though normally we would assume that metal is much better. Kach, so, kiblu chazal, Chachomim, the sages, accepted and had a tradition and understood that you must use a string made out of flax. As it says in the Pasuk, a string of flax in his hand. So you have to use dafke, a string. And although metal is normally more accurate, you don't use it. And therefore, even a satna, which is more accurate, or a... beam, no, you have to use the string, yeah. Oh, we'll speak more, we're going to see soon, how do you deal with non-flat land? We'll speak about that. Because of course, if you're going over a hill, it's going to be, how are you going to measure that? Okay, see, base is going to go through a practical challenge. Let's see your practical skills, gentlemen. Let's see who's practical over here. Okay, you have to use a string made out of 50 amas. You have a river in between. How do you deal with the river in between? That's a nice riddle. How would you deal with the river in between? Practical etza, please. I'm sure you can figure something out. Okay. I agree. My initial thought was also swimming. Okay, but it doesn't even help. It doesn't even help swimming through it. Because what if the 50 amas go through half the river? Yep. Good, okay. Shulchan Aruch is going to give us a much better, much simpler answer than that. Very practical. You see, I wouldn't have thought of it. Come on, you're a practical man over here. How would you figure out the 50? Come on. How do you work out? How do you, the 50 amas end up halfway through the river?
How much?
Let's say, you're halfway through the river, the 50 amas end off in the middle of the river. Oh, okay, but you can't estimate. It has to be scientific. It has to be through the string. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says a very good, very simple answer as follows. You can't think of a way.
Is there a tide or not? If there's a tide, then the tide will carry the string.
You want to see how far the string goes?
No, but the problem is that the string is too short. It's halfway through the river. So normally you go 50 amas and you stop and you're over here. Right, and then you do another 50 amas, and then you go.
Boat.
Easier. It's much easier than that. It's much easier than that. And then the boat, you're going to be in the boat. You're going to be going up and down, and then you know. Okay. No, you're disappointing me. No. Imyesh na lefanov. If there is a river, lefanov lesov shivim chamish amos. There's a river after 75 amos. Yeah, so good. No. Come on. There's a river after 75 amos. What do you do? You started, you did 150, and then there's another 25. אם יש נוער לפנוף, תסויף 75 אמו. לאחד שמודד 50 אמו, what you do, you take 50 אמס, חויזה לאחוירוב, 25 אמו. Now you go back. So you take the string, and then you fold it back. So how much have you got? You go the 50 אמס, and then you fold it back. He's got 25. Right. שמודד 50 אמו, וחויזה לאחוירוב, 25 אמו. You go back 25 אמס. Now you're up to 75. כדי שהחבל של 50 אמו שולם עד הנוער. Now you do again the 50 אמוס. It's very simple. I mean, maybe that's what you thought of. So if you've got a river, yeah, you don't have to like go in the middle of the river and start standing in the river trying to. No. What you do is you take the 50 אמוס, and then you go back, and then you folded it. So you're up to 25, and then you start counting the 50 from there, and then you've covered the river.
How do you know you've gone on the exact straight line?
Because you folded it. Oh, you mean generally how you know you go straight? You can't make sure you're going straight. You may not. You're right. Yeah, you're right. It's a challenge. Yeah. Okay, I'll just start to summarize what we covered this evening. We spoke about the tents, and we learned that it's nothing to do with what it's made out of. It depends what the intention is, how permanent are you going to be residing there, how permanently you're going to be residing there. Okay, if there's a couple of houses there which are established, then that counts at the edge of the city, you start count 2,000 amos from there. We learned that if you've got, that was your thing, that if it's surrounded and then houses were built, you start counting 2,000 amos from the. If you first build the wall and then the houses, you start houses. If you first build a house and then you build the wall, you start counting 2,000 amos from the wall. Right, and then we started learning Simon Shin Tzadi Tes, teaching us that you've got to measure the Tchuma Eir through the string, which is made out of flax. Don't use metal or anything else. It must be made out of flax. If it's too strong, then it's going to expand. If it's too thin, then it's going to expand. If it's too short, if it's too long, then it's going to be too heavy. Right, then we spoke about the river in between. So what you do is that you fold it back and you start from the 25, you do 50 amas from there. Right, more to be covered on this, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow evening. Good evening.